This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. This season's U.S. Women's 8 rowing team includes Watkins Glen native Olivia Coffey and Ithaca College alum Megan Musnicki. The team advanced to the Olympic A finals last week. The U.S. boat came out first with a razor-thin win, having just a second to spare over Romania's. Their next race is taking place on Friday, July 30th. Nonprofits are eligible for funding to host events in Tompkins County. Applications are being reviewed by the Tompkins County Tourism Program. Grant funding for community-based events will be available for $500 to $1,000. More information can be found at TompkinsCountyNY.gov. Cayuga Lake is leading the Finger Lakes region in harmful algal blooms this season. Waterfront reports that Cayuga Lake has had over 24 toxic blooms this year, while nearby lakes have yet to report their first. The height of HABS season is in August and September, so the worst of these toxic blooms are likely down the road. These early blooms come as the DEC's draft plan for addressing HABS in Cayuga Lake is being publicly criticized. The plan's recommendations hinge on reducing phosphorus loads in the lake by 30%. Waterfront reports that plan doesn't acknowledge the phosphorus that can run off into Cayuga Lake from large dairy farms. The plan also does not acknowledge other factors that contribute to HABS, like nitrogen pollution, and does not make any recommendations of how to reduce the phosphorus. Today, sunny in the morning and afternoon, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, high in the mid-80s. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 60. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.